Jason, good to see you.
Hi, Fred. Good to see you this morning.
All right. We start off with some good news. We are trying to boost our agriculture industry. And this one is also kind of related to tourism, too, because this is a business that does attract tourism. And it's great news for the area. I love to start with great news.
Me, too. And this is definitely good news. We're talking today about Amaro Winery and Tasting Room. The Tasting Room, 402 South Melendres. The winery, they've got a vineyard down south of Las Cruces and then a few other patches. All the wine's made locally. And the good news here is they just won 11 medals from the 2017 New Mexico State Fair wine tasting competition that was held in Albuquerque last month. And I brought the list with me. Let's see if I can get through it appropriately. They got bronze medals for the Amor 2014 and Mission 2014. Silver medals were awarded to the Refosco 2014, the Chenin Blanc Dry 2015, the Tempranillo 2014. This one's an interesting one. The Cruces Sunrise. It's a new one that they've got. It looks like a beautiful wine. The Ambrosia and Fino also brought home silvers. And they brought home gold for the Chenin Blanc 2015, Malvasia Blanc 2015, and their Malbec 2014, which was also awarded the best of show in its category.
Wow, that is good to know. I mean, Malbec is one of my favorite wines. And Southern New Mexico is more known for red wines. So it's nice to see they're getting recognition for white wines as well. So this is really a good news story for the area. And for I'm not a wine expert by any means, but I know that more and more local wineries are being recognized for their work.
Yeah, and you know it's deserved too, because we have good wines, and New Mexico is actually the oldest wine producing region in the United States.
Wow.
A lot of people forget that. The first grapes were brought in 1629. To Sinicu. It's a Piro Indian pueblo south of Socorro.
How about
You know, the friars needed their wine, and they just brought the grapes with them.
Take that, California.
That's
Come
right.
on. We need some attention.
And
on
they've
this.
Got a lot of good collaboration going with our wineries now. They did this year on Father's Day, they did the first, see if I can remember what it's called, the Mesilla Valley Wine Trail Festival. And a lot of our wineries from all the way to the north edge of the valley, just across to even into Texas, got together, and you know, you went and spent your day sampling and collecting your tokens at each of the wineries, get a little prize, something they're planning to do again. And it's good to see that collaboration with our wineries, because as you said, that's value-added agriculture, that's tourism, that's good business, and it's also nice to for us here at home to have a place to go sit and have a little sip.
Great news. You also have a column this week from Debbie Moore with the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce, and she talks about something close to my heart.
Education.
Yes, indeed. It's lifelong.
It is lifelong. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion, a new sort of re-energized collaboration going on in our community that a lot of people are just now starting to see. You know, a lot of it's being done through the Bridge of Southern New Mexico. And we're talking this week, Debbie is talking about the fact that education is really necessary to get to a better place in life, to get a better paycheck, to get a better job. But we have to be really careful about what we consider that continuing education. That's not just DACC or NMSU. That's your certificates, your programs, your associate's degrees. You know, a welder coming out of college now can make as much right out of the gate as a lot of mid-level managers make. Mm. And people don't realize that. We still have the need for the trades in our area. You know, we're trying to develop manufacturing here. We've got our high-tech industry, of course, with aerospace.
And it's important to encourage that for young people that are interested in those fields. So sometimes I think there's a lot more just encouragement on the four-year college degree and not if they show an interest in trades. And we need to encourage
that. We absolutely need to encourage that, not only for our workforce development, for those individuals. It keeps them here at home.
Yeah.
They can get out of school, get a certificate, get a job, and stay here at home. And that's something that, you know, we're really fighting in Las Cruces, and people may not realize it. A lot of our kids, we're getting them well educated. Our graduation rate at high school has gone way up. We're the best in the state for that. But we're educating these kids. We're graduating these kids, and then we're watching the taillights as they head elsewhere.